You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Hello, welcome to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. I'm your host, Off Neil Ting. This week on the show, I'll be joined by the band Sweet Ass, represented by their singer and guitarist, Alang Sekita. The band is made up of Alang, Aki on guitars, Azlan on bass, and James Rivers on the drums. Alang will be joining us on the show to talk more about the band, their City Rolls show, as well as a sneak peek of a brand new single that's dropping very soon. All that and more coming your way. Do keep it locked. That's all happening after a bunch of tunes that I've lined up for you. Let's kick off this week's show with something from Singapore. It's by the band Subsonic Eye, taken from their excellent album Nature of Things that dropped early 2021. This track's called Cabin Fever by Subsonic Eye.
You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Was producer extraordinaire, but with the track Same Shoes, No Company, it's taken from his excellent album that he dropped last November called Momo's Mysterious Skin. If you're a fan of Indonesian band White Shoes and the couple's company, you would know that it samples their track Kisah Dari Selatan Jakarta. Right before that was a track from Tanuki Chan, a shoegazy one called Natural, that's from her album called Sundays. Okay, heading for a very short break right after that. I'll be joined by Alang from the band Sweet Ass. We'll be having a chat with him right after our first break of the hour. That's coming up right after this one from the Philippines. It's singer-songwriter and producer Ruru. She just dropped her latest album called Glorious Miscellanea. It just dropped literally a few days ago. This track's called Chewing Gum by Ruru right here on Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
Hey!
Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. This week on the show, I'll be joined by Alang Sekita. He plays and sings for the band Sweet Ass alongside Aki, Azlan and James Rivers. But before that, let's play something from the band. This one's called Haruan China by Sweet Ass. Stay tuned. I'll be talking with Alang right after this. Length, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. My name is Ofnir Ting. Right now, joining me on the line, he is the frontman and guitarist. He usually plays the drums, but for this particular band, he's the guitarist. It's the band Sweet Ass. I have on the show with me right now, Alang Sekita. Hey, man.
Hi, Onyu. Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Sweet Sweet Ass will be playing on this Saturday's City Ross Festival. Very excited for that. We'll be talking more about that. But first up, I heard the band's very first jamming session was at Minute Init, the now defunct Minute Init. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how do you pronounce that, actually?
Minute Init?
Minute Init. Like, in it, bro. Like that. Like a London slang or something.
In it.
Yeah, because James, our drummer, which he can't come back from New Zealand, he was living there for a while and working for Minute Init. So there are some time that were available for us to practice. So we brought, I don't remember whether we brought our drum set there, but we definitely brought our amps, small combo amps, to practice with James. You want to know what were the first song that we created there?
Let me guess. Wachayalu?
Oh, that was a bit later. It was at Awakening.
Aria.
Aria and Naughty by Nature.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the band, I found out that it was initially meant to be like a fun break during your downtime, simple songs that you can play around, and wasn't initially seen as a real band per se. But when did things get serious for you guys?
When people start giving great response to the album, like I think in the beginning they really liked Wachayalu and the rest, and I didn't know that some people reminisce about the 90s sound. I wasn't aware of that, maybe because that was the time when I grew up, my teenage time. So I wasn't aware of that during the time.
With Sweet Ass, you guys made it a priority, I feel, to simplify the music compared to even personally your previous bands like Muse and Under Zero Effort, which was very technical. And I'm sure that's easier said than done, right? Because it takes a lot of restraint to just strum chords for four bars without adding too much licks and feels here and there. Simple yet catchy, I would say, is harder than it sounds. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. So Men and Disrefford music wasn't essentially my style. It was just something that me and the rest of the bandmates were discovering after our phase of all this 90s music. So we just wanted to do something really different rather than keep on playing Nirvana, Soundgarden kind of thing.
Hmm.
So, and then after a long time of doing that, I just wanted to go back to my roots, like, you know, Ash, Smash Pumpkins, not really Nirvana, but initially it was mostly about trying to recap the mood of Smash Pumpkins and those kind of bands. And then when I was writing for Sweet Ass, I was also quite heavy on listening to Waves. So Waves really revived that 90s sound into the current mood. So that really inspired me to do something similar to that, yeah.
What would you say is the 90s sound? Is it a certain power chord or, you know, the guitar tone?
Oh yeah, it's just very simple power chord riffs with distortion. That's it, yeah. And then, simple arrangement, intro, verse, chorus, and a little bit of middle eight, that's all. Catchy, yeah.
Simple but catchy and effective.
Yeah, but generally it was all about, I think subconsciously, back then we didn't realize it was all about just being easy, and we didn't realize it was mellow. It was just the mood of the era, you know. So yeah.
Was there any moment in time when writing for Sweet Ass where you realized that maybe this particular song is a bit too complex for a Sweet Ass song, and we are straying a bit too far from the Sweet Ass DNA? Was there any particular moment like that?
Not really, but there was this one time that I was really trying to make something a little bit different for Sweet Ass. And halfway through, I realized, I think this is better off with Milo Dinosaur.
Well, that's the problem you get when you play in multiple bands, right?
Yeah. So recently, I leave most of the writing for Milo Dinosaur to the band. I guess I got mixed up halfway through.
If that's the case, right, will we ever see Sweet Ass play other genres? Or, you know, would you rather start another new band for another genre? I heard that Sweet Ass wanted to be a dream pop band in the start or something like that.
Yeah, really. I just wanted to play something that is something not iconic, just a little bit more edgy than Yuck.
Hmm.
And, you know, that kind of style. maybe less sketchy than Weird, something in the middle.
Mm-mm.
What I really like though, after a while writing for Sweet Ass, and then I discovered Happy Diving. I'm still listening to the band now, and then after Happy Diving, I discovered Culture Beers. I'm like, oh, some of these American dudes are reminiscing the 90s, reviving the 90s mood the right way. Yeah.
From the sounds of it, right, I might be wrong, but the sounds that you tend to gravitate towards, right, I would say it's like a fuzzier side of distortion, where it's almost like a big muff, it's mellow, thick, but you still got a bit of that fuzz.
So that was, how do you say, like, that process, it wasn't intentional. It was just by coincidence we discovered that this sound that we are doing is our sound, which Aki, our lead guitarist, he's always been obsessed with fuzz. And for me, I just like to plug and play. Like, any gain that the amp can provide for me, I just like make full use out of it. So, and then later on we realized that, oh, this is the sound that we want. Like, Aki's fuzz can be the body of the gain, and then my distortion just cut through his fuzz. So I don't think so I would ever use fuzz for my playing. So Aki is normally controlling the fuzz. So that combination, left and right in stereo, is just nice for me.
Got the right balance of the sweet sounding guitar and also the more fuzzier guitar.
So the heavy tone comes from Aki's guitar, yeah.
So Aki is the fuzz boss.
Aki is the fuzz boss, yeah. He's got two fuzz in his setup.
Does he turn on both fuzzes at the same time?
Yeah, for Haruan Kino, yeah. And also for Sikiwi.
And Fuzz Boss was supposed to be the original band name, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, how did you know that?
This is my Natwa moment.
Yeah.
So you're a plug-in straight to the amp kind of guy, no guitar pedals?
Yeah, for me, it's very much about songwriting. I don't really care about what pedal I want to have. I'm not really a pedal geek. I'm very much about songwriting. Yeah.
We're heading for our last break of the hour. I'm going to continue my chat with Alang right after this. But in the meantime, here's something from the 7-track release of Sweet Ass called Wachayalu. Here's the title track of that album. It's Sweet Ass with Wachayalu right here on Wavelength BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
Sama wa, wa kasi lu tau, wa chaya sama no.
And we are back on Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. My name is Ofni Ting, and I've been speaking to Alang, who plays for the band Sweet S. When it comes to recording, you guys recorded live in the studio, right?
Yeah, that was supposed to be a pre-pro.
Oh, wow. And no multi-tracking at all, no overdubs?
No, we were like, what's the right way to record our recordings? Are we going to do track by track or what? So based on experience, I told them that maybe we should just do live and then we can identify how we should record it properly, like everyone does pre-pro, right? And then we went in, and then during the listening back, he was just like, I think this is good enough for a release. So we thought it was good enough because it was nothing serious, because we thought that just release up for the sake of, you know, every weekend we can have like small gigs and just talk out. So that's why we released it that way. We didn't plan to create or design it that way, so that was very natural. And then any tracks after that, we had to do track by track. Keep on, you know, to bring up the level, raise the bar.
I'm pretty sure it was more fun to record live to tape.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
Were you guys using a click or without a click?
Without a click.
Honestly, nobody would have been able to tell.
No click at all. So James' dynamic in his tempo, I think, helps a lot to the characteristic of the album. So much dynamic.
Well, I guess Playburst also recorded live without a click, right? I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. Playburst is hard to play. I don't think so I can play Playburst. So technical.
In your previous interview with The Weekend Sessions, I think that was like 2 years ago, you guys actually mentioned that the band had enough songs for album 2 and it was apparently ready to go. What happened to that second album?
Oh, we only have about 2 singles left to release, and then boom, second album. And then the third album is done too.
Wow.
Yeah, I have all the songs for the third album. It's just a matter of time to release. So we're going to stretch it out by single.
That's not a bad idea.
We're going to do like every campaign for every song. So yeah, otherwise it's just going to die off too quickly. Because everything moving too fast now.
Yeah, you don't want to reveal everything too soon as well.
Yeah, it's different now. It's completely different. Last time, once Color in the Shape comes out, you spend about a year and a half listening to it, only to that album. And then, you know, Weezer and Dookie, Weezer Blue, so you know every single corner of that song. But I'm not sure whether people do that.
Nowadays, probably just the singles and ignore the others.
Yeah, so let's just do singles. Let's just do how the hip-hop scene does it. Yeah, they're very good. They just throw singles and every single comes with a proper campaign and everything with a video clip. So everyone should do that if you can afford. If you have good friends that can deliver good music video. Otherwise, try to think about the most cost-efficient but aesthetically beautiful for your single.
I heard that there will be a new single that's dropping this Friday, in fact.
Yeah, a single that we have recorded way before pandemic. It's called Crop Top.
Crop Top.
Crop Top. But the song has nothing to do about Crop Top. It's just there's one word I randomly put into the lyrics.
So this, alongside the newer singles that you guys have put out, will be all packaged in the second release, I'm assuming?
Yeah. We might have trouble in mastering it because every single song was mixed and recorded individually. So we might have to remix all the songs again. But it's okay, I think it's going to sound good.
I'm pretty sure. You guys will also be performing at the City Ross Festival that's happening this Saturday at Zep KL. Will Crop Top make an appearance?
Oh, definitely. I'm going to put Crop Top in the beginning of the set. Oops.
Oops.
Yeah, this particular song really fried my throat. So I have to fry it every time. Really, really high pitch. I hope I can do it this Saturday. I can.
And that's why that's the first song on the set list, because you want to get it over and done with.
Not really first song, but I'll let you know.
And what can our listeners expect at the City Roars show?
Definitely a new set of set list, not the usual set list that they enjoying before during our live show before pandemic. So because of Crop Top, I really have to redo the set list. And then what else? Maybe my outfit. I'm still browsing through my wife's wardrobe, what I can wear. She seems to have some nice leggings, dresses.
About merch?
We really wanted to sell some, but we didn't have time. We just swarmed with work, so we didn't have time to print in a new t-shirt. But we'll see. We'll try to... I was thinking of working together with Bogus Merchandise. So if they can do some last-minute magic, we probably would have some at the event. We're not sure. We will announce on our Instagram.
For our listeners out there and our fans, what's your Instagram handle again?
SweetAssHC. Yeah, that's it.
SweetAssHC.
Yeah. Yeah, sweet as hardcore. But now, Haruan Cina lah. That was a coincidence.
Well, I'm really looking forward to catch the set this Saturday. Thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Are you
man.
Coming?
Yeah, I'll be there, of course.
Oh, sure. Bring earplugs. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not that loud.
Before I let you leave, we are doing a special sneak peek of the latest single from Sweetass. It's called Crop Top. Maybe before we play us out with that tune, any words you'd like to add about that song?
Make sure you crank up the volume. Make it very loud. Listen to the song in the car. Like even on your headphones. Crank it up. Gonna bleed your ears.
All right. Here's Sweetass with their latest single, Crop Top, right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9. Of the latest single from Sweetass. Once again, that track is called Crop Top, dropping this Friday on all streaming platforms. Just a reminder, the band will be performing at the City Roars Festival that's happening on the 28th of May, this Saturday at Zep KL. You can catch talented acts like 7 Color T-Shirt, Diga Hayu, Luna Dira, Hectic, Sweetass and more, so don't miss out. To get more information, you can head over to their website, cityroarsfest.com. And that's all we have for this week's episode. Join us again next week, same time, same place, for more of the same. If you'd like to revisit this episode, get a full track list of all the songs I've played, you can do so on our podcast page. That's available at www.bfm.my, or download our very own BFM app on the App Store or Google Play. Until then, join us again next week, right here on Wavelength, with myself, Avneet Singh, BFM 89.9.